This is the Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Walbrecht and read by myself, Ronnie Tucker. This show covers the 18th to the 24th of July. Ubuntu's Unity Desktop shows the limits of Windows 10's Bash shell, from PCWorld.com. Enterprising geeks have already found a way to launch Ubuntu's Unity Desktop environment in Windows 10, thanks to the recent addition of the Linux-based Bash shell. But don't expect Unity and many other Linux applications to actually work properly in Microsoft's OS. While the hack demonstrates how powerful Windows 10's Bash shell is, it also shows its considerable limitations. Microsoft says it, quote, does not aim to support GUI desktops or applications, end quote. But it is possible to run graphical Linux applications on Windows 10. The missing piece is still the X server. There are free and open source X servers that can be installed on Windows 10, but these are all dependent on indirect rendering, which is fundamentally a slower technique than modern direct rendering. In other words, graphical applications will always be slowed down and have inferior performance. This Android Trojan blocks victims from alerting banks, from PCWorld.com. A new Trojan that can steal your payment data will also try to stymie you from alerting your bank. Security vendor Symantec has noticed a call barring function within newer versions of the Android Fake Bank B malware family. By including this function, a hacker can delay the user from cancelling any payment cards that have been compromised, the company said in a blog post. Fake Bank was originally detected in 2013. It pretends to be an Android app, when in reality, it will try to steal the user's money. The malware works by first scanning the phone for specific banking apps. When it finds them, the Trojan will prompt the user to delete them and install malicious versions of these same apps. The newer variants of Fake Bank B, however, will do more than just collect financial login data. They will also monitor whatever phone calls are made. If the customer service numbers of certain banks are dialed, the Trojan will cancel the call, Symantec said. Instead, users have to use email or phone, another phone, to reach their bank. Flaw in vBulletin add-on leads to the Ubuntu Forums database breach, from PCWorld.com. Ubuntu support forum users should be on the lookout for dodgy emails after the website's database of 2 million email addresses was stolen. Canonical announced the security breach on Friday after being notified that someone was claiming to have a copy of the UbuntuForums.org database. An investigation revealed that an attacker did get access to the website's user records through a vulnerability. The exploited SQL injection flaw was located in the Forum Runner add-on for vBulletin, commercial web forum software that powers over 100,000 community websites on the internet and is especially popular with companies. The vulnerability was known, but the Canonical IS team had failed to apply the patch for it in a timely manner. The user table contained usernames, email addresses, and IP addresses for 2 million users. It did not contain valid user passwords, but hashed strings that were used for the Ubuntu single sign-on service. These cannot be used as is to access user accounts. Microsoft silently kills dev backdoor that boots Linux and locked down Windows RT tablets, from theregister.co.uk. Microsoft has quietly killed a vulnerability that can be exploited to unlock ARM-powered Windows RT tablets and boot non-Redmond-approved operating systems. The Register has learned that one of the security holes addressed this week in the July edition of Microsoft's Patch Tuesday closes a backdoor left in Windows RT by its programmers during its development. That backdoor can be exploited to unlock the tablet's bootloader and start up an operating system of your choice, such as Linux or Android, provided it supports the underlying hardware. Normally, Windows RT devices are locked down to only boot software cryptographically signed by Microsoft. That's left some Windows RT owners frustrated because they're unable to switch to another OS. The firmware refuses to accept non-Microsoft code, and curious minds have been trying for years now to defeat these defences and run whatever they want. The bootloader cannot be unlocked even if you have administrator level access on the device. You could soon run Windows apps on Android and Chrome OS from ndtv.com. CodeWeavers is now extremely close to a solution that will allow Windows apps to run on Android as well as Chromebooks. CodeWeavers is developing a product called Crossover that allows Mac and Linux based systems to run Windows apps without opting for options like dual boot or virtual machines. Crossover is already based on the open source Wine project and is available as a licensed product on both Mac and Linux just now. The team is working on an Android version though of Crossover. As recently Chromebooks got the Android app support, the developers can now use the Android version to run Windows apps on Chrome OS machines as well. Russia on the verge of a major breakthrough on artificial intelligence from SputnikNews.com. Artificial intelligence research is approaching a major development that would enable scientists to create machines capable of understanding human emotions, Professor Alexei Samsonovich told Sputnik. Samsonovich made the comments while attending the 2016 Annual International Conference on Biologically Inspired Cognitive Architectures, or BICA, in New York. The breakthrough, according to Samsonovich, is the creation of free-thinking machines capable of feeling and understanding human emotions, understanding narratives and thinking in these narratives, as well as being capable to actively learn on their own. However, despite a recent increase in funding for artificial intelligence research from the Russian government, Samsonovich said additional funding is needed. Google cut its electricity bill by 40% using artificial intelligence, from telegraph.co.uk. Google is using artificial intelligence to reduce the amount of energy it uses to cool its immense data centers. The energy consumed at the centers, a maze of cables, pipes, and servers where Google processes all of the information consumed by its users, could account for as much as 2% of the world's total greenhouse gas emissions. Using machine learning, the search giant said it has managed to reduce the energy used to cool them by as much as 40%. The technology created at DeepMind, the Cambridge-based artificial intelligence company acquired by Google in 2014, uses machine learning to understand the environment at the centres and make them more efficient.
That's it for this week. For more news and to get the PDF magazine, go to fullcirclemagazine.org, or you can find this podcast on TuneIn Radio at tunein.com, on Stitcher Radio at stitcher.com, and in Player FM at player.fm. And I'll see you next time.